This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. My policy is to have no policy. Now, Lincoln had plans, even schemes, but no policy. Lincoln had principles, even ideals, but no policy. Just the policy of having none. What a strange thing to say for a man about to be president. No policy? What are you going to do about our nation falling apart? The only way to really understand why Lincoln would make such a paradoxical statement is to look at Lincoln's spiritual life. Spiritually, my policy is to have no policy is like a Buddhist aphorism or koan. It is a mind-bending paradox pointing to a human truth, not to an ideological position. Lincoln lived by a unique attitude towards life. Some people, even historians, say he was passive. His father called him lazy. His political opponents called him crafty. Even his best friends called him mysterious, almost unknowable. So what was this unique attitude of his? He was okay with being vaguely in the dark. Politics then was like politics now. People wanted to know your ideology, your principal beliefs, and your plans for action. Lincoln was the founder of the Whig Party that became the Republican Party. Why didn't he just reveal his plans and show us how his beliefs would produce definable results? Well, for one, he was pragmatic. America is the birthplace of pragmatism. So he would wait to see what could be done and then react and do what was possible. So that could be his political philosophy. But what was this unique spiritual thing that goes with Lincoln's policy of no policy? It was his ability not to know, to live in some darkness. Here's how he once described this spiritual way. He told one of his cabinet members that his plan and policy for reconstructing the country after the war was like piloting a steamboat or a raft down the Mississippi. You just do it from point to point. You navigate only so far as you can see. The river is actually always changing. Boundaries and sandbars and fallen trees and islands and rocks and depth are never what they were. A map, then, like an ideology, is only somewhat helpful. Seeing short distances ahead is what is most needed, and so here's the spiritual part. How do you manage the anxiety of not knowing? Not knowing what you would think you'd need to know, the exact route and what you're going to do to get there. How do you stay sane in such a cloud of unknowing? Stay reasonable when you can't think it all through? Stay active and engaged when you are filling up with fear. Lincoln's spiritual response was to think that destiny was controlled by some larger force, some higher power. Lincoln started out as a fatalist and ended up acknowledging a divine judge and source of mercy as the controlling forces in life. The poet John Keats thought about human life this way. He thought the most important quality for life was to be capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without, and here's the spiritual attitude, without any irritable reaching after fact or reason. One Japanese Buddhist psychologist called it playing ball on running water. Keats would say that the only way to arrive at truth is, quote, to make up one's mind about nothing, to let the mind be a thoroughfare for all thoughts. He called this negative capability, the ability to react without arrogance, more like a riverboat pilot working with the whole river. That could guide us in the Lincoln-esque way down to our latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.